Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
If you're a professional singer, actually, you don't even need to be a professional singer. If you have any training, like you've been trained and how to sing, can you just call 1-800-330-9999? Is Ariana Grande making this up so she doesn't look a fool, or is she dead on what she's doing? So she did an interview. She was on some podcast, and everybody started making fun of her because, like, in the same breath, she changed her voice. Listen to this.
That's the only thing I thought. That's how I felt. I was like, what has happened? I don't know. But I've been writing a lot, and maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe at some point.
What? What just happened? Is that a different person?
She went up a couple of octaves there.
Yeah, so here's again.
I was like, what has happened?
All right, so what has happened, right? Normal. And then all of a sudden she starts like thinking about what she's saying. And then she comes back a few seconds later.
Maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe.
What?
Well, she just kind of goes the scale there. Yeah, she's low and then she goes up high.
I was like, what has happened?
And then 2 seconds later.
Maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe.
So now the trolls on social media went nuts.
Mm-hmm. And they're coming for you all the time.
Yeah, of course. So they were like, what is she doing? Why is she pretending to have a different voice? Why is she changing her voice? So she clapped back in the comments. Mm-hmm. And this is what she said in the comments.
She comments on a clip of her interview on TikTok. Habit speaking like this for 2 years and also vocal health. I intentionally change my vocal placement high, low, often, depending on how much singing I'm doing. She adds, I've always done this. Signing off. Bye.
Is that a real thing?
Are
you supposed to do that? Should I be doing that as a radio personality to preserve my voice?
I don't think you need to do that in radio. But you know what? I mean, a lot of people in radio do change their voice.
So at first I was like, all right, Ariana Grande. And I feel like I have a lot of unnecessary animosity towards her since she broke up that nice marriage with that girl.
They had a baby on the way and a 9-month-old.
I know. Right? It's hard for me to swallow that. But then again, not my problem.
Right.
It's okay.
And she looks so great in the trailer. Like, I'm like blown away by the Wicked trailer.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I mean, she's a great artist. Nobody's taking that away from her. And clearly she knows how to manage your voice.
But you might be insane.
Right.
Right.
Like, to change your voice like that in the middle of an interview, again.
I was like, what has happened?
Like, what has happened? And then all of a sudden, 3 seconds later, not even.
Maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe.
But then I thought about it. I'm like, radio people kind of do the same thing. So like,
always go high.
I go low. So I'm the opposite. So this is my normal talking voice. If you meet me and I'm somewhere and we're just having a conversation, this is it. This is what I sound like. But there are sometimes if I'm doing a commercial or if I'm doing whatever, I turn into what my husband calls my radio voice.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're out to dinner and like I'll order, he'd be like, oh, and our radio came. And it's basically like.
Give me an example.
Let me read something. Let me read something from the internet.
From the internet. I mean,
try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days.
Yeah, like, you went a little low.
I go lower.
You know what? We get people all the time that run into us and go, you guys sound exactly like you do on the radio. And I'm going, what would you expect? But you're right. Most of the people that I know, guys, they go high. They go higher because they don't want to be too bassy or whatever.
I don't know. Is this a real thing? 1-800-330-9999. If you're a singer, are you supposed to be changing your voice throughout the day in normal conversation to preserve it? The internet went at Ariana Grande because she was giving an interview and she drastically randomly changed her voice like within the same sentence. She started off like this.
I was like, what has happened?
And then within a second.
Maybe there's some more, but I would like to do a deluxe.
I mean, when you hear it side by side, you hear the difference.
Yeah. I mean, she kind of did it as a slide up scale. But right. When you take just a couple words out, like it's a little bit extreme.
And then she defended herself. She said all professional singers do this in their normal voice. Is that true? 1-800-330-9999. Professional singer Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
I have a question. Ariana Grande says that it's totally normal for singers to use like different voices all the time. True or false? Do you just fluctuate your voice to sound like, I don't know, like you're on helium versus all of a sudden going into a really low voice.
But is that your Barry White?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You do that.
Yeah, sometimes you put it up into your nose or sometimes you drop the thyroid cartilage and open up, you know, try and make it a bigger sound.
Say what? You know?
Show me an example of how you would all of a sudden in conversation use one voice and then go to another one.
You know, I'd be talking to someone like this, and then you could bring it down like this. You know what I'm talking about?
You sound exactly the same.
What? I sounded definitely the same. Uh-oh.
Okay. All right, go high. Go in the nose.
Hi, how you doing? It's Nick Yost.
All right, that's a little bit different.
Now, why do they train you to do that?
You're trying to find resonance throughout every part of your body.
Yes.
In the top of your head, in your face. In your chest.
I didn't even know my chest had real estate.
It's real estate. Resonance.
Oh, yeah.
Resonance.
You know what I mean.
Resonance.
So hold on. When I'm talking on the this is like my normal talking voice. This is how I speak on the air, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, if I were a professional speaker, I would all of a sudden start talking through my nose like this.
No,
and that would be completely normal.
She's mocking your profession.
I'm
sorry,
I'm
Nick. All right.
So we could learn.
You know what? You need to practice more.
You could do that if you wanted to.
Right. I mean, it's not attractive or pleasant to listen to.
But
you could do it.
If I was a professional singer and that's what made me better, I mean, obviously I would do it.
I don't think that that's going to make you better.
Well, thank you, Nick, for your input on this. We appreciate it.
Nick, what does it sound like when you drop the thyroid cartilage?
Oh.
Beautiful. Yeah. Hey, that's what we want.
Now, that's how Raven wants to sing, guaranteed.
Hey, Dina, are you a singer?
I sure am.
Okay. Is what Ariana Grande talking about nuts or is she legit?
No, she's totally legit. In fact, a few years ago, I had vocal cord nodules, and I had to go to speech therapy. And they told me, in order to speak, because I do have a deep speaking voice, that I had to sing-song everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
I used to have a friend that when she spoke, we used to joke that she would sing everything. I didn't know that she was just like an artist.
No, I like to do that as motivational too. I sing about things that I'm doing, like chores, errands, any of those things. People always thought that I was like schizophrenic or something, but it turns out I was just working out my vocal
cords. A little.
Yeah, maybe a little. You're right. What's the harm with a little?
Hey, Laura, are you a singer?
I used to sing for the Long Island Philharmonic. My conductor was Francis Roberts, and I sang a soprano, Cola Latura. When I sang with her, she told me that I should try to talk higher during the day because it would actually save my voice. So it is a thing.
So can you give me an example of your singing versus your normal?
I would talk up here.
And now sing something, please.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
That was nice. That was
definitely
great.
Yeah. It's definitely lower.
Yeah. Yes.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.